I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Today, a new survey says that even if the government spends more on Medicare patients, they don't always get better health care. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, who's doing this research on Medicare spending, and what do the numbers show?
Well, this is a study that was done by some researchers at Dartmouth, and they show that basically sometimes perhaps less truly is more. The basic premise is that states that spend more money on Medicare don't necessarily give better care to those patients. The highest care ranking went to New Hampshire, which spends an average of about $4,800 per Medicare recipient. The lowest care ranking went to Louisiana, and they spend an average of about $8,200 per recipient. So again, more money doesn't necessarily mean better care.
Well, why is that so? It seems to be true in the private sector.
Well, different states allocate Medicare dollars different ways. And the theory here is that states that spend more on Medicare recipients are spending that money on more costly care, things like surgical procedures that could instead perhaps be treated with various drugs. Kate Baker is an assistant professor of economics at Dartmouth College. She authored this study, and she says basically we have different styles of medicine being paid for in these different states.
One of the main lessons is that the quality of care Medicare beneficiaries receive could be improved without spending a lot of money by reallocating funds from high-intensity care that's really of questionable value to patients over to highly effective care that's underutilized in lots of areas of the country. You can improve the quality of care for all beneficiaries without raising the program's costs.
And for example, in states with lower spending per patient, they were doing things like making sure people got aspirin and beta blockers after a heart attack. They made sure women got mammograms and that diabetics got eye exams, things that are proven to be highly effective but don't require a lot of high-tech equipment, expensive equipment.
Tess, what about some other factors that could account for some differences in the states, such as how much it costs to live in, let's say, New York versus Virginia?
Well, they actually took those factors into consideration in the study. Spending levels by state on Medicare programs were adjusted for things like cost of living that you mentioned. And different populations, say if a state like Florida had a higher percentage of retirees, then of course they would be spending more. They factored that in so that they could really look at spending versus quality of care. And again, what they found is that the quality of care depended a lot more on the type of care given than on how much was spent per patient. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at what it takes to be a teenage hacker. You have to be a teenager, of course.
Of course. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.